Well, before I begin, I want to say Yat E to all our guides, and I invite everyone here to show our appreciation for them opening their hearts and their land. This is your land that we are walking on, and we are privileged, we are blessed, we feel deeply, deeply honored that you have opened your heart and home to us. Thank you. Although tomorrow we return to wherever it is we came from, you are invited to take this with you. It doesn't have to be a distant past memory. The cells of your body know exactly what happened this week. It's in your cellular structure. That can never go away. When you love someone, it doesn't matter how far away on the other side of the earth they are, you are tethered to them. And so I invite you to feel your navel and a thread coming out, connecting into the energy of this place, so that no matter how far you travel away from Monument Valley, this tethering, this thread, this umbilical cord between you and Mother Earth knows exactly where you have been. And you can always connect by feeling in to that deep connection that you have with Mother Earth. And with that connection, I invite you now to close your eyes as we do one last inner journey with our spirit animal, our animal guide that came to us. And if you remember our last time that we were together, we stepped out onto a starlit night and we looked up into the stars, shining brightly above us. And as we look at the splendor and awe of those thousands of twinkling stars like diamonds shining above us in a blanket of sapphire, we are going to see our spirit animal making its way up towards the stars. And while we are tethered here on Earth, our animal guide goes all the way up into the night sky. And we see this beautiful spirit animal traveling up into the seven sisters and weaving its way through those planets that make up that Pleiades constellation. And then we see this beautiful spirit animal that has come to us come down through that night sky very slowly, gracefully, making its way down to Earth. And as we stand there looking at our spirit animal, we realize it is covered with this beautiful silvery dust. It is covered in stardust. And you ever so gently take your hand and run it through that stardust until a small amount collects in your hand, and then you're going to put that into your medicine bag that your animal guide is carrying for you. And with that connection, we recognize that we are from the earth, and yet we also come from the stars.
In this star-earth connection, we open our hearts, we open our higher mind, a mind of God, even more. Take a breath. Just feel this space we are sitting at, around the bonfire, here at Navajo's sacred land, with the guardians of this canyon. with the Navajo guides and their families, with all this region. Take a breath and let yourself sink in more into the beauty, the silence, the energy, the frequencies, the elements of nature, the sounds of the wood fire burning, the softness of the evening coming down, and as the stars soon will come out to greet us. Let your mind rest and open more your heart, your compassion, your kindness, your deep sense of peace, your inner sense of feeling of benevolence, of sacredness, of unconditional love that is always from within you, not from a God that is above you. God is not a being in the sky. God is a state of being. Allow this circle we are in to create that space of godness, of benevolence, of sacredness. Feel you, extend you, love you, support you, remind you again of how special and how loved you are. What a magnificent being from the star you have come here on earth. Just let it soothe your heart. Let it soothe your soul. Let it soothe everything that you need soothing right now. In a few moments, after the crown channeling, you'll have the opportunity of releasing some things that have been etched in your mind or in your heart or in your field. So allow fully your being with your attention and intention and mindfulness. When you get to the fire, when you come close to it, thank it. Thank all those things that may have been difficult for you. And then release them. And then see a new vision, a new opening, a new potential, new synchronicities and opportunities come into your life. Breathe. There is no limit for how much you can open your heart, open your energy, open your multidimensionality in your life in every moment of the day, even when you are washing the dishes or walking from one place in your house to another, preparing a meal, talking to a friend, taking your children to school, visiting your loved ones. It's always there. It's simply our attention in the moment that brings it forth. We recognize and cognize it more. So remember, it's not necessarily big advancements in going and learning certain studies or a school or new methods of healing and so forth. It's what you do in your everyday life. It's how you express yourself in every moment and every situation. This is where the real light worker shines, with patience, with compassion, with its light shining everywhere you are. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last message for this tour with these individuals before me. And in front of me, there is a fire. This fire will be used later in a ceremony of release, commitment. And the message tonight, as this final message, is perhaps the most important one of the entire time. Usually I say I'm speaking to the group before me, but this group will know what I'm talking about. And so I'm speaking to all those who will listen later. And what I'll remind those listening later is, you are hearing me in the now. It is your time with your ears. The first time you hear this message, perhaps from me, I see you there. There is no time where I am from, and I am from that which is multidimensional energy that knows your soul. That's who I am. But what I am right now is a messenger, and I'm going to entitle this message, The Missing Piece. It's interesting to look at what humanity has done with the idea of a modern God, of how they have structured it, what they have learned, and what the history has shown them. Finally, when there was an agreement, seemingly with all humanity somehow, that there was one monotheistic God, one God, they approached it very differently from many, many places on earth. I speak of what I would call modern religion, but there would be even those who would argue with the term religion. So let us say recent belief systems that have happened in the last 700 years. And they were so filled with compassion and love. Somehow, there was an acknowledgement across the land, across the planet, that this God that they would say was various names and had various attributes and various prophets, but it was always a loving God or one who cared. And if you take it further, you're going to see the many things that they truly got right. That God was in your heart, or that which they would call God could be with you in certain ways. They got other things right, almost from the beginning, 600 years ago. One of the opening soirees, you might say, of modern religion or belief systems was the belief in past lives. Not all got that. They believed in energies that passed through the veil from lifetime after lifetime that made you who you are. They got that right. Some of them involved prophets, and almost all the prophets were wise and compassionate, filled with loving information. And almost none of those prophets ever wanted to be worshipped. They wanted to give information, or they wanted to show what regular human beings could do. And they were always filled with compassion. Some were elevated almost to ascension status as they walked on the planet and they healed people and changed physics to show what humans could do. Humans. But none of them, not one, had the piece that was missing. It's astonishing. Through these centuries, that almost all of them missed it. You know, humanity has been elevated. You haven't always wallowed in the darkness. There has been elevation. If you think about just in the last 200 or 300 years, that you now are on a planet that is a caring planet. It's more than it ever was before. Where even those who are in charge of your governments look to you and say, we'd like to have a system of compassion. A system where you don't have to go hungry, or perhaps you can go to a hospital and it will not wipe out your economic structure for the rest of your life. That's new, relatively. You'll not find that 100 years ago. The whole idea of human rights and the way you treat one another is new. So you see, there has been an elevation of that which you will call consciousness itself. And yet, in all of that elevation, there's a piece missing. And you never talk about it. Some will say, well, wait a minute, Cryan, I really don't think we've gone that far since the last 100 years or so. Let me give you, when's the last time you packed a picnic lunch for your children and went to the square to enjoy a beheading? And that's what you did. You have come a distance. But you would expect, would you not, that humanity, as it raises its consciousness, would at some point grasp the missing piece and go, how could we ever have not seen that? What do you think the missing piece is? I'll tell you. That which you call the earth is a living, sentient partner with your cellular structure. The land you sit and stand upon knows your name. My partner was with an indigenous in Peru, sitting at his feet along with others. Some were here today and are here today. And he reached down and picked up a sample of the soil, and he held it to his lips, and he tasted it, and then he put it down. And some asked him, Shaman, what was that? And he said, oh, he said, I'm in touch with my ancestors. Dust to dust. You've heard that, have you not? That all of the ancestors and all of the consciousness of the wisdom of them is in the dirt of the planet. And then someone who had that intellectual mind said, do you do it when you're in another country? And he said, of course. He said, because I am dealing with a multidimensional source called Gaia. And wherever I go, my ancestors and their wisdom are part of the field of Gaia. They're always there, and I touch them in the dirt as a reminder of who I am, who I will be, and who they were. It's hard for so many to understand that there is a partner in the earth. How many times have you ever taken a breath of fresh air and realized where it came from? It came from Gaia, directly from the living things that emanate oxygen. You'd be amazed at where most of that comes from. Not the trees, but the moss and the lichen. Have you ever walked through a rainforest and felt the oxygen rush and said, this is a great place? That's why. That exists, and the whole idea of a photosynthesis with the the Gaia energy that will give you a life of oxygen should tell you what this is about. As you exhale, you feed Gaia so that they can have, again, more photosynthesis. This planet is not a thing, dear ones. It is a partner. And the indigenous knew it. They all knew it. There isn't one indigenous who doesn't honor the earth first, the directions, the magnetics, the ley lines, the grids. In other names and other systems that they have, all were metaphoric and related to their partner, which you sit upon now in their land. This is the missing piece. If there was a way to let everyone know who listens to this, that if you start studying this missing piece, something starts to happen. Let's go to the original teaching of this trip. Your soul is multidimensional. This planet has multidimensional grids. It has multidimensional pieces and parts. So much so, when my partner sat in Ireland, one of the meditating women who is known for her strong meditations would start it with this: the rocks are breathing. And she wasn't kidding. This was life in all things. This was life in the air and the rocks and the dirt and the trees and all the things, a different kind of life that you would define. But life is not what you think. Is the earth something that you have to worship? No. What you do with the earth is you greet it as a partner. You request as a partner. You honor as a partner. It's not a thing. It's a partner. Before you go to bed this night, I challenge each of you, perhaps just to say a few words. Dear Spirit, I have no idea how to connect to this new thing that Kryon talks about. Truly a missing piece. It was not in my church. It was not anything I ever learned in my society, in my culture. It seemed like it was something for the ancients, and it seemed quaint. Now I'm finding out it's beautiful. It may even be needed. Dear Spirit, help me connect and show me what to do. And that is like somehow opening a floodgate. All you have to do is have intent to know more. And when that is given through your consciousness, that's when things start to happen. And that doesn't mean you're going to run to a place, take off your shoes, and run into the forest. It means that you're going to be more aware of the air you breathe, the love that comes from the earth that knows you. It knows you. It knew you before. It has known you all along. As an old soul, perhaps it's time to rekindle what you learned on lands such as these. It's all in there, in that shelf, in that library I told you about. Old soul, as you start reaching a more multidimensional energy that is you, you start to touch the aspects of your soul. And in that, again, a pathway that is multidimensional going right to Gaia, who loves you dearly, as a partner. You are together in survival on the planet. The inventions to come, I've told you about, will honor Gaia because they will stop using the resources of the planet completely. And the things that are needed that Gaia wants to help you with in the growth of food will be tripled, sometimes quadrupled, because you finally know how. Without GMOs, without modern technology, but with activities that people had never thought of before, or perhaps even using things as basic as light. There are things you don't know that are coming that will honor the planet and will explode because of it. Explode in a wonderful way, like a flower explodes when it blossoms and says, I love you, human being. Please find me someday and know who I am, because I've loved you for eons. This is the truth. The missing piece is at your feet. I am crying in love with all of you. And so it is.